92.9 Again, Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning. You hear that music. I think he is the last of the guests that we have that have walk-on music. Him and Adam Alexander.
Don't count the last Karen. Two. We don't count Karen Pistana?
Oh, no. Karen gets moved around because she used to do that Desiree thing. And then
Desiree thing.
That's we don't do that every time with her anymore.
No, but we do this for D-Led. And with good reason.
Because I'll let you do the rest.
He's got so much going on. Friend of the show and someone we haven't had on since he's got this new incarnation of being the Bowtie Sports guy. But let's talk about what he just got just last night. The Sam Lacy Pioneer Award, National Association of Black Journalists at the National Convention in town. Shout out to everyone who's here, been in town all city long. And D-Led, you getting the last night. Congratulations to you, man.
Congrats.
First of all. Well earned. What does it mean to you to receive this award?
Yeah, thank you so much, Sam. It means a great deal having met Mr. Lacy as a student on the campus of Howard University. He was an alumni, and knowing the history of what he did in his career over 8 decades and helping Jackie Robinson break the color line, it was a great honor and very humbling experience to receive the Sam Lacy Pioneer Award last night from the organization that I helped found. So it was pretty cool.
Yep. Good. Well, thought about it. You had a speech for us last night too, right? Did you have a speech? What did you drive home?
Yeah, I brought home that, you know, it was a grind. I did the Nipsey hustle deal. Was grinding all my life. Talked about in 1987 when we helped to found the National Association of Black Journalists and Sports Task Force, where they wouldn't do any seminars. And now here in Atlanta at this convention, we had 22 seminars and a party last night at the Battery that raised, you know, of funds for the Larry Whiteside Scholarship Fund. And I was the keeper of Larry Whiteside's blacklist, which kept a track of all of the black sports journalists in the nation, and it's grown from the list of 32 to, you know, over hundreds now. So although people are under attack and getting released from jobs and buyouts and stuff like that, we still have a pretty strong group, and a group that's committed to tell our stories in the sports and political spheres and in the news spheres, even though we're under attack.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, who is now known as the Bowtie Sports Guy, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I guess, Sam, I should start off by thanking him, first of all.
Yeah.
Because I have won. I have an award from 2004. I have an BJ award. And I'm just wondering what it's like when you are in the room. You know, we saw the footage we see from time to time pops up on the internet of Jordan showing up at the 75th, you know, with all the other NBA players, the top 75 players. When that convention happens and you come into that room, what is that like for you that evening? Not just last night, but over the last few years.
Last night was a magical. Billy Aaron gave the greatest speech ever. Accepting an award for her husband, and started quoting Shakespeare on us and talking about the times. Edwin Moses gave a great speech talking about the things that he went through in the 60s and 70s and how we got to buckle up and get ready to fight again and redo some of the things they did. So that was just absolutely magical. Ron Thomas, our good friend, also picked up the award. Angel McCautry. Renee Montgomery were there also. It was absolutely amazing in that regard. And over the years, you know, Spike Lee was there with Ron Thomas to talk about the Morehouse Sports Program, mm-hmm. and you know, and the funding that they're going to need moving forward. So that was just amazing. But over the years, it's been Rachel Robinson in the room talking about Jackie, you know, and all kinds of dignitaries, Jordan. Richard Roundtree pulled up in D.C. one year. you know, wherever you have Phoenix, you have we have downtown Freddie Brown out in Seattle one year. You know, wherever we go, we get the best sports people from that community and try to bring them out to the Sports Pioneer Awards. Coach Dale came when we were down in New Orleans, and Arthur Trish, our good friend, got the same award I got down there.
Yeah, okay.
So, it's amazing. Every year I try to make it when with football, it's hard to go to the NABJ, but I try to make it to the Whiteside party at least, and definitely try to make it to the Pioneer Awards whenever they have it. It's a great show. Ray Richardson, one of the first NBA writers, along with he was the MC, and Kelsey Nicole out of D.C. was the MC and host with him. So it's a great program whenever you can make it, and we're on to Houston next year.
Yeah, so spending time with D. Orlando Ledbetter, who now, if you follow him, he is social at Bowtie Sports Guy, at Bowtie Sports Guy, mm-hmm. talking about things that are happening with NABJ in town. Been here since they've been here all week, but really the conference actually started on Wednesday and goes through tomorrow, and he's been honored. And you mentioned Arthur Trish. I saw him last night because we did have to go over to the Falcons game last night and watch the game that you were not there. You were sorely missed. Yeah. I'm looking over to the seat that I always see you sitting in. I said, he's absent, but with good reason. Last night, thoughts a little bit about the team, what you've seen so far. You've been up at Flowery Branch, you're observing, and how people can get your information that you're putting out every day.
Yeah, I was a little stunned because they look pretty good at practice up there. They're hitting. That's what I like. They're actually doing football things at practice, not just playing tag. So I thought that would translate a little bit better. But, you know, they were behind the eight ball a little bit with, starting camp without the top two quarterbacks. Michael will get back here. I'm expecting after August 25th. That's the nine-month marker. But we'll see how it looks. The line was the issue. We knew that. They don't have the starting right tackle out there. And they didn't play Jake a lot. So no surprise there. But they've been working hard. Looks like the staff got a good program in place. And, they're going to move on from this, go to Indianapolis next week, and we'll be up there. But it's the website is bowtiesports.com. You can sign up for our free newsletter there, and we'll keep you abreast of what happened the week prior and look ahead to the coming games throughout the season. That's free. And for the stories and the analysis and commentary, that I won't be tweeting out all my views. It won't be free anymore. But we'd like for the folks to subscribe, and we have a training camp special right now, $27.99 to the start of the regular season. You get the whole year's coverage, and then I'll go back up to $81 once the season starts. So,
we love you, man.
Bowtiesports.com. Yeah. We need to get on that training camp special right now. Bowtiesports.com.
All right. Let me ask him a question.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to take him down my rabbit hole of who they should get, but we got the news this past week. It's going to be eight games for Pierce. And that edge rushing position is what it is. In your mind, do we hope for a diamond in the rough from some of the rookies and some of the folks coming up, or do you go out and grab somebody from another team? I have a name that I've been doing, but I don't want to sway your thoughts on this.
Yeah, I want to look inside first, but I'm looking outside at the same time. I know that's what Ian Cunningham, new GM, is doing. Inside on that roster, I don't see much, but I do see Aziz Ojulari from Marietta, who played at Georgia, who had some sacks as a rookie in New York, and I had a few last year. I'm thinking, Cameron Thomas, maybe he's a rundown guy. Then you could get Aziz in there on rushing downs. And you got Harold Perkins internally. Yeah. I don't see anything else there. Braylon Trice was a good edge setter at Washington and a try-hard, work-hard guy. So that's what you got inside. And then, Leonard Floyd's out there, and I would love to hear your guy, Greg.
I don't know. It won't happen, but you have a disgruntled all-star sitting in Las Vegas who could not be more upset at how he was treated in the offseason with that whole Baltimore situation, and you get Max Crosby, who's already half baked anyway, and now you get him on your team with a chip on his shoulder. He don't want to be in Vegas. You have a need here in Atlanta. That's the guy I'm thinking of. At least have a conversation if possible. Sam and I talked about, yeah, what would you give up for him? I don't know, but all I know is you got a guy over there who don't want to be where he's at, and you got a need over here, and you don't know how to fill it. Have a conversation. That's me.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. You know, that Baltimore price is pretty steep. And once they figured out they can get a lower price for somebody else, they did it. You got to call. You got to call. But you don't want to – what a new GM doesn't want to do is trade away his assets right away when he came in and he didn't have a first-round pick. So he wants to keep his assets. He thinks he has a team kind of halfway built around the quarterback. And he wants to keep those assets, and he's got a lot of money coming up under the salary cap. So he probably doesn't want to mortgage the future. But, you know, if it's reasonable or close to reasonable, and the fact that you do need – that's a need, a clear need.
Yeah.
You need to call him, no question about it.
Three teams, get them together. Anyway, Sam, go ahead. That's my rabbit hole.
Sure. That happened as well. What about the secondary, too? I mean, you've been impressed with what you've seen so far and some of the competition that's going to go on back there. Obviously, we're watching Avion Terrell to see if he works his way probably into the nickel spot. But he's going to have some competition for that, right?
Yes, Darnay Holmes is a vet. So you could start with him if Avion's not ready, which he went down last week with an injury. Jesse Bates, you know, the third is concerning. He's been out with the lower back, but he's getting close to returning. He'll make things a lot better back there than himself. And Mike Hughes is the, you know, he's got a hold on to that right cornerback spot. I think he had a tough outing yesterday too. So those are concerns in the secondary. But Xavier Watts, A.J. Terrell, they're set. Jesse Bates will be fine, and then those other two spots will need to step it up a little bit because they're going to be in coverage a little bit longer this year without Jalen Walker and James Pierce for eight games.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. D-Led, hey, look, man, we appreciate you joining us. Once again, tell people where they can find you, what you got coming up. You got something special for them, right?
Yeah, no doubt. We're going to Indianapolis, and we'll have live coverage from up there at the joint practices on BowtieSports.com. We'll be at all the games this year and providing our analysis and commentary that we did for years at the other place. But we're just going to move it over here. Didn't retire. We're going to keep covering the Falcons and giving the fans the coverage that they enjoyed over the last two decades.
There you go.
There we go, man.
Man.
And once again, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. We're going to be in touch with you. Don't worry about it. You're not done with us yet. D. Orlando Ledbetter, joined Sam and Greg. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, D. Led.